Oh,
Hey.
it's been a minute since we recorded.
It has been a minute.
I know it's been like only a week, but it feels like it's been forever.
That's okay
Anywho,
though, because we're back,
yeah,
right?
yep. Welcome back to the Korean Itzy Way, guys.
Yay.
You're
yay.
like, yay. We didn't talk for like. So we've been MIA for about a week because things got crazy. So we apologize for not keeping you guys updated on that. But we have just a cute, fun subject about today. For
Yes.
today, short and simple. But to start things off, we're gonna go ahead and start with the, is it the fun fact or what is it, Cray?
It's just like a, yeah, it's just like a, I guess it's a fact, like a fun fact, yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you know the average high school kid today shows the same level of anxiety as the average psychiatric patient in the 1950s?
Wait, what? So a kid now that has anxiety has the same levels as a psychiatric patient in the 1950s?
Yeah, so anxiety levels are so much higher now in just like a normal
Dang.
person. So like I the reason I wanted to do this one is because I actually was reading like a like an article, I guess you could call it. I think it was like an article, and it was like saying that, and it was like by psychiatrists. And I was like, that's crazy, 'cause like how sad is that? So they were saying like just normal high school kids nowadays have the same level of anxiety as psychiatric patients in the 1950s.
You know, that's pretty sad because I don't know. I feel like nowadays like what we had talked about in our last subject, I don't, if you guys didn't listen to that podcast, you guys should really look. But like not a lot of people take anxiety and like mental health like pretty serious. They think it's like a weakness. So,
Right.
I'm sure that's
Yeah. And
probably why
so,
it's worse.
well, yeah. And it says, like, just everything, like, with social media, like, parents being divorced, people living alone, people don't trust others, like, all that. And I guess they are just suspecting that it's gonna continue to get worse, like, year after year, just worse and worse, which is so
Oh,
sad.
dang, that is pretty sad. You know, like it's kind of crazy. I don't know if I think you're the one that told me about this, but like that one podcast, the I'm sure a lot of people listen to it, the what is it called? Call Her Daddy or Call Me Daddy.
Oh, yeah, call her daddy. Yeah.
Yeah, that one I was listening it to earlier today and they were talking about like a girl that's like only a senior and she's going through like a lot of like anxiety issues because like she's like a famous TikToker, and like all of the hate that she gets through there is like crazy. And I'm like, it's crazy how much like social media like has grown because like back in the day, like when I was like
Yeah, when we were
13, you know,
younger.
yeah, like when I was like 13 or something, I thought like you couldn't like get into like any type of like social media unless like you really like lied about your age or anything like that, you know. And nowadays they don't even ask you for that.
I know, which is so crazy, like, 'cause they should be asking you for that.
It's kind of important.
You know, just like, I don't know, just to keep these kids safe, 'cause working at the school and stuff lately, like all these kids know everything nowadays in
I
such
know.
at such a young age, and it's just kind of sad. So.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. But dude, I have like the funniest thing to tell you right now.
What?
Okay. So I'm like super night blind, you know that, right? So freaking I was driving home from work and I saw this like from a far away, I don't know, like not a lot of people out there know, but like you know, like Luna, my labradoodle, is black and white, right? And when I was coming home, like on the corner of my eye, I thought I saw her like running in the streets. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, sorry, my language. It's like, how the hell did she get out? Like I'm all freaking out and shit. And I like got closer to it and it was a freaking trash can with a kitten inside it. Not a kitten, but like a cat inside of it. I was like, wow, my vision really is that bad that I thought that was my dog, a freaking trash can.
Oh, that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
Yeah. I know. I was like, I should really be wearing my glasses, huh?
Yeah, you should.
I
Literally, you should,
know.
please, for everyone.
I know, for everybody's safety. I know.
Oh, I love
Anywhoosers.
it.
So
Okay.
what's up? What are we talking about today? Craig kind of came up with this whole fun topic for the day, so.
So we're gonna talk about. I figured we're gonna do a little quiz on you to find out what you are since you don't know. So we're gonna
Okay.
talk about extrovert and introvert. But there's also, so like they don't talk about it a lot, but there's such thing called ambivert, I think is how you say it, which is like the mix of the two. And that's what I would consider myself. So here's some examples. So an introvert recharges by spending time alone, reflects before making a decision, listens more rather than talks, enjoys one-on-one conversations, introspective, self-aware, think before acting, learn through observation, and more social with people they know. So, you know, kind of like not shy, but just more of a quiet person, like they keep to themselves, you know?
Like Noemi.
Yeah, like
Okay.
super like Noemi.
Okay.
And then
Like,
an ex, huh?
I was like, Noemi's face should just be on there
Yeah.
then.
And then an extrovert, they recharge by socializing, so like going out with friends, make decisions quickly, speak more rather than be quiet. They're outgoing, easily distracted, action, like they just take action, you know, like they'd rather just do it than wait. Very expressive, excellent communicators, and enjoys being the center of attention. So, just like with those, what side would you say you were more on?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'd have to be more in the middle because, like, I don't really like being in the center of the attention. Like, I don't like getting any attention at all. Like, that type of stuff gives me really bad anxiety when I'm like, when everybody's like paying attention to me, but like I'm definitely not quiet. Like it's really hard for people to keep me to shut up. And like, I mean, and I'm like very, I'm a very like, is that what do they call it? Like an impulse thinker. Like if I want to do it, like I'm gonna do it, you know? So I don't know. Like I think I'm just very, I'm very outgoing, but I don't like attention, you know?
Right, I get that, and that's what I am like, because I've done tons of like papers and things kind of based on this, so I'm like in like the in between, the ambivert. So like not many people like explain it, but I would explain it as like you're a listener and a talker. You know, you need social time, but also alone time, you know? Things like that. So, we're gonna do a quiz on you. Are you
Oh, shit.
scared?
Yeah, I'm kind of scared because I'm tired.
Okay, no, I picked a really easy, just simple one. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, where is it?
Let's see.
Okay. So, I'm gonna ask you the question, and they all have two answers, okay? So, you get to pick
Okay.
one. So, it
Okay, I'm
says,
ready.
when you meet someone for the first time, you usually do most of the listening, or you usually do most of the talking.
I'm thinking, hold on. I feel like this is really bad because I'm gonna be here for like 5 minutes thinking. Okay,
No, you're fine.
let me see. So, I think I do more of the listening.
Yeah, I would say you do more of the listening, for
Yeah,
sure.
like I, yeah, for sure.
Okay, do you usually get more joy out of reading a good book or watching a good movie?
Oh shit, me reading a book, dude.
That's a no.
Oh god, I'll read a book if I have to, you know, but like no, I'll rather watch a movie, but I honestly hate watching movies too, so
Okay, but you'd rather watch a movie than read.
yeah.
Okay. You feel more yourself when you're in the background or in the center of attention.
Well, I don't know. I don't really like being in the center of the attention, so I think I would have to say like in the background.
Yeah. Okay. You're more productive when you're
Wait, is this considering when I'm drunk? Because when I'm drunk, I'm very
just
out there.
we're just talking about normal you, no, nothing in your system.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I'll just be in the background. When I'm drunk, it's a whole different thing.
It, when I'm drunk, I'm definitely just myself, just doing my own thing. I don't care who's there. Okay, so you're more productive when you're in a coffee shop or in a quiet room?
In a quiet room.
Okay. You would hate working with someone who is timid or someone who is overbearing.
Fuck, I hate both people. I don't know. Overbearing is like when they're like too much, huh?
Like, yeah,
Okay.
you know who I'm thinking about.
Yeah. And timid is like
Like,
just
know
like
what I
kind
mean?
of, okay, like okay. Yeah, I probably somebody that's timid.
You would hate working with someone who's timid?
Oh no, I would hate somebody working with somebody that's overbearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your free time on the weekend, you'd prefer sharing a deep conversation with a good friend or mingling at a party with people you've never met before.
Oh no, deep conversations with like a friend.
Same.
Yeah.
You are more likely to recharge your battery, so like just recharge yourself by going out with a group of friends or getting some alone time.
I don't know. Like that's a kind of tough, but like I feel like probably just like going out with like if it's not just like any random friend though. Like if it were like you or Noemi,
Right.
like I think like that would be good for me.
Yeah. Okay. I feel that too.
Yeah.
In general, which of the two are you more likely to feel? Bored and understimulated or overwhelmed and overstimulated?
Wait, what? Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. Which are you more likely to feel? So, bored and understimulated? So, like you need more going on, or overwhelmed and overstimulated? Like you have too much on your plate.
Probably the first one.
Okay, bored
Yeah.
and understimulated. Okay. The people who know you best are more likely to describe you as someone who's outgoing and talkative or quiet and reflective.
I think you know which one.
Yeah, outgoing and talkative.
Yeah, for sure.
When you are talking to a new person, are you energizing or a little bit awkward?
I think I'm pretty energizing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So I took this quiz before and we literally got the same results.
Oh,
So
shit.
you scored. So they base it on like, if you get 10 out of 10, you're an extrovert. So you picked all like the extrovert things. So you
Oh.
scored 4 out of 10, which is a 40%. So you're an ambivert, just like me.
Oh,
So you're
okay.
right in the middle. So you're like comfortable in leadership, but like sometimes you don't want that. So
Yeah.
that's pretty cool. Like I love that. That's
What did
like,
you score?
that's what I got, 4 out of 10 too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like we're so similar. You know how everyone says we're so similar? Like we're
Yeah.
so similar.
Dude, literally everybody says that we're so similar. Like, it's kind of crazy. No wonder, like, we're like kind of like too much, you know, for like certain providers. Like, they don't like when we work together because we're just too much for them.
Right. But
Yeah. So, I don't
it's
know.
like we're like a happy medium 'cause like we are like willing to listen and stuff like to other people. But like we also can like talk, you know, we can make like leader decisions and things like that.
Yeah. And I think that's why a lot of like people like a lot of like the providers that we work with like working with us just 'cause we're super like you know like leadership like we're good working together. But I think, yeah. like, I think the problem is that, like, we're so, like, hard-headed, too, though. Like, that kind of...
Yeah, we're yeah. assertive when needed, but sometimes yeah. it's, yeah. Yeah. Well, I love it. So, are you surprised that you're in the middle, or not really?
Not like, really. Yeah, not really. I kind of had a feeling, like, because, I don't know, like, you know me, like, I'm kind of, like... I mean, if we want to go out, like, we'll go out and drink, like, maybe, like, once a week, I mean, like, once a month or twice a month, but, like, if I really had the choice, like, I'd much rather just stay home, like, watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians and getting high.
Yeah, I like to go out occasionally, but I am, like, that person, like, I'd rather stay home, because part of it's, like, I'm an old person now, and I don't like when my sleep schedule gets all screwed up.
Dude, I feel that. Okay, like, literally, so it's, like, that one text message I had sent you a couple days ago. So for a while, for, like, a minute, I was going to the gym, like, at 4 or 5, like, in the afternoon. And, like, that's, like, when the people around our age is there, and I'm, like, I just can't stand them. Like, I can't. Yeah, I hate being there. And it's, like, and I was, like, this is exactly why I go to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning where the old people are there, because that's my vibe. Those right. are my people.
Right? No, seriously. I feel right. that, like, 1,000%. I would much rather, like, be an old person now.
I know. It's, like, pretty bad. Like, I mean, sometimes it's okay to act like our age, but other times it's, like, most of the time. It's because we're so busy, like, literally. Like, so what are your plans? Like, what have you done this past week or two, like, since we haven't really talked much because we were both, like, MIA?
I've been so busy. Like, so busy. It's ridiculous. And I'm in a chemistry class right now, and I'm pretty sure I'm just going to die instead of do the class. So...
That sounds like a good idea.
I'm, like, so stressed out. What have you been doing?
Chemistry is not easy.
No, it's literally not. I've taken chemistry, and I didn't think I was going to have to take it again, but here I am.
Oh, man, huh? That because you, like, changed, like, colleges, huh?
Yeah, so I'm taking it. It's terrible. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You'll be fine. You're freaking smart.
I'm like, I just want to die is pretty much how I feel. So, right. yeah. But okay. You're done with school now, right?
Yeah, so I finished school last week, my finals. So, thank God, because I'm, like, over it. Yeah. But, yeah, so now I'm on summer vacation, which is why Christian and I are going to take a 4-day trip out of Elko, out of Nevada, and we're going to go. Somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere.
Oh, you guys don't know where yet?
Well, we have an idea. Like, we've had the thought about going to Oregon because I really want to go to the coast. And if anybody's gone to the coast, like, you guys need to tell me where exactly to go because I'm so lost.
Oh, I've like, been there.
I just want to go because I heard, like, the scenery is, like, beautiful.
Yeah, no, I'll send you some pictures. It's really pretty, but it's not, like, super warm there. But mm-hmm. I don't remember. We went. Have you ever seen the movie? What's it called? The Goonies?
No.
So they filmed like a movie. It's a really good movie. But I'll send you some pictures because it really is like a super pretty place.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We're either thinking about. Okay, so I'm thinking about either going to Oregon or Phoenix or maybe even like Wyoming. Because, or is it Montana? Wherever the Yellowstone is at. Is it Wyoming?
Isn't that? Montana. Oh, my
Somebody
gosh.
Google it.
This is so embarrassing.
We're gonna sound know. So stupid. Okay. Where is Yellowstone? Yeah, it's in Wyoming. It's in between, like, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that would be fun. So, is that next week?
No, that's this week, Thursday.
Oh, you're leaving? Oh, I see what you guys did.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, me, like, I'm working weekdays because Noemi is out, like, living her life, which is why she's not on this podcast again, guys. Because right. she's out there traveling. So she's gonna cover my shifts, and then so either this is the game plan. You'll see it on Instagram or Snapchat. We're either gonna go to Oregon and then Seattle, or we're gonna go to Wyoming then Montana, or we're gonna go to I don't know, like Arizona, or wherever else is close by there, like Mexico or New Mexico or something like that.
Oh, I don't know. That'll be so much fun. So when are you supposed to come back? So you leave Thursday, and when are you supposed to come back?
Monday.
On Monday. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like we're just doing like a whole ass road trip. Like, so this is our game plan, is we're just going to travel as much as we can before I enroll to the nursing program next year, guys. So yeah, so we're going to travel as much as I can, but I don't know. Okay, so I have this crazy, crazy story, and I want everybody to like stop what they're doing and just like go on YouTube and listen to this story, because it's freaking insane, and like it literally makes my eye twitch.
Oh my gosh, what is it?
So I don't know if many people know, but I listened to this podcast. I think I brought them up like 5 times already, and you probably know them. It's like the Kendall Ray.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Her and her husband have a podcast called Mile Higher, and they talked about an incident that happened, and it happened in 2019. But like, this is the crazy part, is the fact that like this happened, I think it was in Australia or somewhere around there. It happened in 2019, and it was like nowhere in the news in the States, because like nobody even knew about it. But I'm just gonna give like a brief description, just because I kind of want to hear your reaction towards it. But so, long story short, like, it was a cruise that was happening in Miami, mm-hmm. and the cruise went all the way to like Australia or somewhere around there. And part of this cruise, like, they went on like a, what is it called when you like, when the, it's like a, they stopped like at a site, and like it's like a tourist area, like a excursion or something. Oh, like that.
Yeah,
they went there.
Excursion or whatever.
Yeah, it was like that. And it was like a group of people, and where the excursion was located was on a, I think the place was called the White Island. And it was actually an active volcano.
Oh,
that
what?
They stopped. Yeah, dude. This is the crazy part, Cray. Okay, look how heated I am right now, okay? I had to sit up for this. They literally went to an active volcano, which is fine, you know. I mean, like, Yellowstone's an active volcano, you know, but like it's chill, and like they give you like the risk and stuff, but like apparently this place did not inform the tourist group like that it was like, I guess there's like levels of a volcano. There's like level 1, level 2, and level 3, which obviously level 2 is like unpredictable, like it's probably gonna explode but probably not, like it's at 1%. But you would think even if it's at a level 2, you would still bring that up to the freaking tourist group, right?
Right.
So apparently this volcano was at a level 2, and like the company did not think that it was any type of like important information to release to the group. So they let them get on this level 2 volcano, active volcano, and what had happened was that this girl talked about it in an interview with somebody, but Mile Higher showed it on their show, and she talked about how it was her sister and her dad. They were taking a picture, and when they were taking a picture, the main tourist guy was like cutting the trip short. Like, he didn't want anybody to panic, so you could tell he was trying to get everybody out of there quick. And he was like, okay, let's go, guys. And when they were taking the picture, you can literally see in their picture that the smoke was turning black. Like, it wasn't white no more. It was turning black in their picture.
Oh,
and
like,
so like they didn't even notice that. And like the minute that like that started happening, like things started shaking, and like the tourist guy was like, just like screamed, like, run, like fucking run for your lives, basically, like run, like this volcano is gonna explode right now. And like, so everybody started running, and this girl had actually left her video on, so she captured the whole freaking thing, like the eruption, everything. And like,
oh my god.
Yeah, dude. And like the crazy part though is the fact that like that the there was like separate boats taking separate groups in. So there was a boat leaving with a different group, and the boat that boat had just like arrived, and that's when the eruption happened. So like the people that were just leaving were recording it happening because they're like, holy shit, we were just there. Like, is there people on the island still? And there was like 40 plus people on the island still when this volcano was erupting. And
That is
like,
so scary.
dude, and the
So did
worst,
anyone like get hurt?
no, dude, this is the crazy part, okay? The fact that like there was no lava yet, it was just ash and like a bunch of toxic and like stuff like that. These people were so burnt cray that like literally their skin was melting off of them. Literally.
Oh my. That
Dude.
is so terrible.
Yeah, and it was like so sad. Like they were talking about how a guy was talking about how like he remembers that he was like trying to climb down the ladder to jump into like a boat to get away from the volcano. And he said that he remembers that he couldn't grip onto the ladder properly because he was slipping because his skin was falling off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Dude, it was so sad. Like I just like I wish I like it was just so frustrating because like Christian and I were watching it and like we felt so bad because like these people like I think I believe there was like 8 people that passed away and the rest of them got out, but they were all severely burnt. Like this one, the like one of the girls that mainly like spoke up and like kind of took leadership for this problem, she her body was like I think 70 or 75% burnt.
That
Like her
is
entire
so
priority.
sad. I'm
Yeah.
gonna have to go. Everyone, go listen to it on my. It's Mile Higher, right?
Yeah, Mile Higher. You can listen to it on anything as well, like Spotify. But if you guys to be completely honest, like I would rather watch it on YouTube because they actually show you like the interview, like how like the burn victim looks, like the volcano, like legit videos of the freaking like of everything happening when they're running away. Like it's pretty crazy, like intense, and it's a really good podcast. And it's, I mean, I felt so. It was so frustrating because when you listen to it, like they get more in depth about what happened. Like, did they sue the place and what all crazy stuff. So, highly recommend, guys. It's pretty crazy stuff.
That's so crazy. 'Cause like I get that these companies want to make money and stuff, but they had to have known that the volcano, I mean, if you work around that stuff, you have to know that it's gonna erupt.
Well, that's the thing. That's the crazy part, Cray, is like this place is like literally based on this White Island volcano, but that's why like me and Christian were like getting so like frustrated was because it literally got banned like from people going on there because it was so unpredictable of like the eruptions. So like they literally were like don't like I think it erupted again like in 2016, so they put a sign up to like not come on here anymore because like they don't like it's just so unpredictable and they still freaking took people there.
Yeah,
And
that's so dangerous. Like, why
yeah.
would you even do that? Because what if somebody gets so, like, what if somebody can figure out how to sue them or, you know, like,
Yeah, it
this is
was just like
something
a
crazy.
it was something completely stupid on their part because it's like obviously like they knew something, but I think the reason they just didn't care was because it was like that 1% chance of it erupting and it happened. You know, like it happened out of like oh like a bunch of percentage like chances like of it not it erupting, like it happened on that 1% chance of it erupting. And
That's so scary.
and
'Cause
like that's
people
the
did
thing.
get hurt, you know?
People got hurt, people died. Like young people do, like I think like an 18-year-old died, like families died, like the girl that I was telling you about that took the picture with her dad and her sister died at the scene, and her dad ended up dying in the hospital, like I think 5 days later.
That is
Like
so sad.
that is freaking sad, and it's like the fact that this like company didn't even like bring this to like the group's attention like was pretty like it was just sick. It was just fucking sick. Like how do you not think like oh let me bring this up? Like it's like most people like most companies were like hey like you're gonna swim with the dolphins, but something, it's like a chance that the dolphin might want to bite your arm off, you know, or something like that. Like, you
Yeah.
know, like they signed the contract that we're not liable. Like, they didn't even do anything like that to them, with them. They didn't sign a contract, nothing. So, like,
Oh my gosh.
yeah, even if they would have just like told them, like, there's that 1% of it erupting, this is your guys' choice to get on here. Like, but they didn't do nothing. They just didn't tell them. Like, they didn't even know. These people said, like, we didn't even know that there was levels of a volcano.
That's so scary. Where did
Yeah.
you say this? Like, where is this volcano?
I honestly, I don't remember. I want to say it was like in Australia, but it's called the White. I here, like, let me literally Google it right now. White.
Because I'm gonna listen to that. That's crazy. That's so scary.
Yeah, and like, how crazy is it the fact that this literally happened in 2019? Let me see, hold on. In oh, New Zealand. It was in New
Oh,
Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yeah, the
Oh.
fact that this happened. Wait, isn't Australia and New Zealand? I'm a dumbass.
Is it? Don't ask me these questions. I'm sorry.
We're so dumb.
And
Oh
I'm
my God.
tired. I had a long day today, okay?
Dude, yeah, so it looks like, yeah, so it says New Zealand, ABC, Australia. So I feel like they're connected. Anybody who's out there, if you're listening to this,
Probably
please
everyone but
apologize.
us.
Yeah, I was like, please, we apologize for how dumb we are right now. But okay, so
Especially when we record at 9 at night in both rooms.
exactly. So it looks like yeah, it was in New Zealand and it erupted in 2019, but like the fact that like the news in the United States, like it probably did hit here, but it wasn't like as big. Like, how did I not hear about this?
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's
I
crazy.
didn't hear about it either, but that's so crazy and
Yeah.
sad and like, you know, hopefully we ever go
Yeah.
near that thing. So are people still like going to it or did they completely
Oh
like shut
no.
it off?
I think they completely shut it off because like the fact that like it literally like there was 47 people on the island at the time it erupted. So like I think the fact that like it had so many deaths and like so many people like were so injured from it, like I think they'll just like shut it down. Like, that's way too much. I would be surprised if it's even open, but it shouldn't be open at all.
No, it shouldn't. And I agree, especially if you don't know if it's going to erupt. Like, that's a place that you really shouldn't
Yeah.
have tourists because it's so dangerous. But
It's
I'm
so
glad
sad.
it's shut down now. So,
Yeah, but for sure, I recommend you guys to go ahead and go on that. It's Mile Higher again on YouTube, Spotify, Apple. But very seriously, watch it on YouTube because if you want to see like all the footage and everything, it's all on YouTube. So, and they literally like show videos of it. So,
yeah, I'm definitely gonna
yeah.
watch it. I don't know
Yeah.
when, but
I know, Cray, you're probably never gonna watch it, but everybody out there, just watch it.
no, I'm gonna watch it.
Right.
So, yeah,
But what?
that's I'm really excited because like that's crazy. Like,
Yeah. It's pretty, I know. It's like, and honestly, like, you ever get like that heavy heart, like that heavy like feeling in your heart? Like, that's how I felt for these people, dude. I was like, that is just so disgusting for this company to not even like have any type of empathy for these people or to even think about like mentioning it to them.
Well, yeah, just signing something as simple as that. Most people will sign it, but then, you know, they know and you aren't liable, but when you aren't having them do anything like that, that's so scary.
And like in a way, dude, like I honestly feel like that's kind of like, I don't know, just probably because I'm too much into like crime stuff, but like I feel like that's like a legit crime, like literally attempted murder right there. Like, cause
Yeah, it probably is.
like honestly, like yeah, they didn't plan it, but they literally sent these people like to die.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Yeah, because if you don't know when it's gonna erupt, then yeah, pretty
And for you
much.
to not even tell them, like, that's fucked up. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
crazy. Well, I think we're gonna keep it short here and end it here.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. Hopefully next week we'll have a longer subject for you guys. We're hoping to have a guest speaker in a week or two, and that's going to be held for a surprise also. So stay tuned for that. And if you guys have any suggestions or anything you guys want us to talk about, like, please send us a message through our Instagram account. Where is that at again, Craig? Our username?
It's, hold on, let me look, because I'm so tired, I don't want to get it wrong.
I was going to say it too.
So it's Cray underscore Itzy. Okay, so it's Crei underscore Itzy. Okay, make sure to follow us, and then
Itzy.
Yeah, follow us, you know, because we post on here about what our podcast is going to be about, things like that. So make sure to follow us. And
yep. So thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Oh, it's happy Memorial Day too.
Oh yes, happy Memorial Day.
Yes, have a wonderful weekend, guys. Bye.
All right, bye.